This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. It's hump day, already Wednesday, in the blur of days that go by. The Celebrity Trash This Hour is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. There's a new episode that goes up today and every Wednesday on radio.com, on that app, on radioalice.com, wherever you get your podcast from. It's there. Start with radio.com. Yesterday he was talking about, he was supposed to go to Tahoe a week ago, and it's too smoky up there.
Right.
And so they packed for, I believe they left right after the show yesterday. All I know is usually he like hangs and sort of like forlornly wants to, you know, talk through the door, through the closed door. And yesterday he jetted out. He's like, the car's packed. I think we're going, as they were checking smoke reports and everything. It was funny. He talked about Squaw Valley and the name change that's coming. And he was talking about, he got so intense about music. Like, he was talking about, the big opera ski songs, you know, like, after you're done, you're partying, like, the song comes on and everyone starts singing it. So there's a lot of singing on today's podcast.
Oh, good. Yeah. What songs does he say are the big I don't know this term, apre ski, but I assume it's regularly used, but what are the big songs?
Unique.
Yeah. They're very unique.
They are. They're not at all what you would think.
It's not AC/DC?
No, there is an AC/DC song on there. It's Highway to Hell. Wasn't that one of the ones that he said yesterday?
I remember that being one of them, Sarah.
Well, I think he mentioned it, but I don't know if you played it.
Yeah,
but
on somebody else's list. He's got his own list. That was super unique.
Wow.
You know what? I will tell you, just to give you a, apparently these opera ski lists, these playlists are for real. So okay. And it was on almost everyone's list. It's John Denver, Country Roads. Because
the answer's
No, apparently the answer is yes, Vinny. When drunk people are in a bar and that song comes on, everyone starts singing it. That's the rule, apparently. I, too, was quite surprised by that. And I thought, well, if I never hear that song again, it's a little bit too soon.
It's been a long time since I've had a drink, so I can't say that I ever did the drinking to John Denver thing.
Right.
But that's why probably I can't relate. I don't get it. I do, like, AC/DC comes on at a party I'm at when we've been drinking. That
right.
is screamed at the top of everyone's lungs.
Sure. We are, in
Absolutely.
Fact, on the highway to hell.
I remember,
apparently this song comes on and the whole bar erupts. And everyone, no one can get enough of it.
All right.
I feel like I could, but maybe in the moment, I'd be swept away.
That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe if I were around and at a party where that happened, I would look back on it very lovingly.
Right.
I don't see it, though, at all.
Yeah, I just think that you know how people are. We love to be together. Everyone's your best friend when you've had a couple of drinks, and suddenly John Denver comes on, and whether it's this song or Rocky Mountain High or some... Apparently, John Denver did a whole ski ballet thing. I mean, honestly, we got deep on the show today.
Wow.
So give that. Oh, and he has a ski team jacket that he's
cool.
not allowed to.
He's
not
is
really,
Johnny Mosley.
Johnny Mosley, whose podcast is out today. He has a ski team jacket that, you know, like an official one with all the sponsors for the U.S. ski team on sewn onto it. It's like it's a big ski jacket, and he's not allowed to wear it because he's a Marmot guy or a Burton guy. Or I can't remember who he said his official sponsors. He can only wear, he can only wear certain jackets.
Well, yeah,
and
they
he's
pay
like
him to represent them. So,
but so does the. I mean, I assume you know, being a part of the ski team, you'd be psyched. So he's not allowed to wear this jacket. He's like, it sits around. I'm giving it away. So details. I know he's going to give it. It's sitting at my house right now. So I'll mail it to you if you win. It's easy to enter, and there aren't that many people following him at Johnny Mosley Pod. So you've got a you have a damn good chance of winning. It's way better than the lottery. I'll tell you that right now.
Have so you guys watched Logan Lucky?
Hey, can you turn movie? Up a little bit? You're so soft.
Oh, that's weird. Have you watched Logan Lucky?
No. What is Logan
Lucky?
I've never
heard of it.
It's a Channing Tatum movie, and this song is like very prominent in the movie. It's actually a very cute movie about him and his daughter.
Oh, it's still playing, isn't it?
Yeah. It is still playing.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'm,
yeah.
My levels are up.
You're low. You're really, really low. I don't know. I guess just the feed to me is.
No, he was low. When he turned himself up, he sounded a lot better. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Get right in there, Brittany. Turn it up, baby. Crash on us.
I know that you sing and drink. Still to this day, regularly.
Oh,
so
my favorite
there's
thing.
Probably too many. I have a memory from my high school years, and this song was not part of my generation at all. But I remember being at a party, a house party, where everyone is absolutely Three Sheets. Like the whole party is. It's late. It's very late. And Shooting Star by Bad Company came on.
That's a song. Oh,
and this whole house party. Screamed those lyrics at the top. It's the weirdest memory because I loved it and we had a blast. But that song's not really like a rocker.
That song is so. First of all, I love Bad Company.
I know. Like, I know. So do I
just not... I don't. I you know. And I agree with you because I've heard that song so many times, sung it so many times. It's lost a bit of its like initial, but the story's great and the guy is so young and he just pisses his life away and you know he's a shooting star, he burns out fast. I love that too. If you know, I would not be able to resist singing along with it. I can see why you were swept away in that moment, Vincent.
It was fun.
That's a song. Yeah.
And so I do get that whole thing where a song that isn't normally on your playlist might become that sing along. I get that
right.
Part. John Denver, I don't get, but okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. But then it was funny as he was talking about it, he being Johnny Mosley, talking about being like in the apparatus. And you picture, because you're exhausted, it's the end of the day, and now you're sitting down, you're having a drink, there's a fire, someone's playing some music. I can totally see myself going, oh, F it. The country roads take me home. You know, you can't help it. You can't help yourself sometimes.
707 says, oh, Vinny. Après is French for after. Après ski. Listen, they go après surf, après skateboard. It's any after party. Okay. But I don't say après, just like I don't say caviar or I don't say other
tequila.
French words. Yeah, I don't look. I just don't. That's not part of my
So, any foreign word, right? Yeah, no, après-ski, though, is a, that's a fairly well-known
That's fine.
Term.
You guys, you know, do your thing.
Yeah. Well, you
can
know what, and you're right to not.
Can the background right now?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Yeah.
Oh,
barely.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, my level.
I'm trying to stomp it out with my voice, though. Right. It's not working.
And that's it. I'm completely out of time. Just kidding. Here we go. Hot 100. Let's move on to things that we're, you know, the people want. Because they want to hear what the best songs are in the whole wide world right now. At number 100, Lonely If You Are, Chase Rice, number 100. I'm going to guess Chase Rice is a country guy.
Mm, just not a guessing. Bad guess.
Stop thinking. Hits 10. Doesn't matter if it's last call from a late night sidewalk.
Okay, heard enough of that one. Moving on with number 10. I'm like out of time here. I want to get to some stuff.
Oh, you don't want to let it soak in? Or
no. Mm-mm, I don't like it.
Okay.
Gabby Barrett is at number 10 with a song called I Hope. This is her first week in the top 10.
She's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free till your friends say you're so
Wait. Listen to this.
Do I have to?
And I hope she cheats, just like you did on me.
Oh my!
Yeah, it's a gnarly song, actually. It's one of those breakup anthems, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love it.
Isn't it?
I hope. Well, there you go. That's Gabby Barrett.
Right,
at number nine is Savage Love, Josh 685, and Jason Derulo. It peaked at number seven.
Did somebody break your heart? Looking like an angel, but a savage love. When you kiss me, I know you don't get
at number eight is Roses. This is St. John. I walk in the corner with the body screaming girls. Man, the top 10 just sounds like I'm listening to Twitter. At number seven is Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles. Morgan, oh boy.
Oh,
Morgan
yeah.
Wallen, another country singer with a song. The country is taking over the charts. This one is called Summers by Morgan Wallen. And I know we both knew better, but we still stay forever. At number five is Jack
Seven
Harlow.
Summers.
Say that again?
Seven Summers.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Seven Summers. Seven is so close to the six, I thought you just made a misprint. What's Poppin' is number five. That is Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. Sound like an intro jet song, give me that tempo. Blinding Lights is number four. That's The Weeknd. So this one a time or two. At number three is DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch, and the song is Rockstar. Former number one forever. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a new, gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a new, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you lay, don't make me push. Actually, I have this mixed up with the other Roddy Ricch song, don't I? The Box is the one that was number one all those times.
Oh, yeah.
Years
forever.
Decades. At number two is my favorite, Drake, featuring Lil Durk. And this is debuting in second place. Laugh Now, Cry Later. Tired of beefing you bones, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib, and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run, and number one, must be a victory lap. Again, Shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snapped. Turn that damn thing down. God, I can't stand him, and you know it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you just said you loved him, that you finally caught on to the
really, that I came trend. Around? Really? Is that what you thought?
You're finally being God, cool Drake. For once.
Oh, no, that is not bound to happen. I'm a little too old to be cool. At number one is Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion, a song about Lady Area. What down there?
I love it. I already love it. You don't have to say no more. I'm a fan.
I still don't, I mean, I love that the subject, but I don't support the song. You know, it's just
no.
It's
the
just
so.
Oh, I don't
filthy.
Need to hear the song. I just like the
yeah.
Song.
All right, then play the song.
Let's not even play it. I don't want to play it.
Here's a
moving
snippet.
On. All right,
there you go.
Oh my God.
That's
you
it.
Go. That's your number one song.
It's all over TikTok, and you got like 13-year-old girls dancing to this song.
It's just,
it's just
horrifying.
Like, to me, yeah, I'm like, why? What? What are you doing? No.
It is if you read into it a little bit, and you know, unfortunately. I have. I went, wow, that is even filthier than I thought it was. Fantastic. Someone out there loves it. Look at Nicole. She loves it. She's nodding. She's all excited about
Nicole.
It.
Nicole.
Oh, of course, no. She's in a lie right now. All right, get ready for
yeah.
a lie.
Yeah, go ahead. No, here comes
friend,
the lie.
My friend actually said in a work meeting, it was like an icebreaker, like, what's your song of the week that motivates you? And he said it was WAP by Cardi B. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, oh, and he told me that. I'm like, really? That's your mode? Okay.
Was that followed by you're fired?
It can be yeah, motivational. No. Guys are like, I am totally motivated by that.
The person points to the HR front door. Yeah. Go ahead, right now.
HR. All right, let's talk about the guy from Zappos. So,
okay.
This guy's name is
Tony Shea.
Tony Shea. Yeah, spelled H-S-I-E-H, but I'm going to go with Tony Shea because I was going to butcher it and you just told me how to say it. Tony Shea. So we met this guy when we did the first, I can't even remember what it was called, but they were trying to revitalize downtown.
Life is Beautiful.
Yep.
And this is his brainchild. He wanted to make this. He's been working really hard to sort of make Las Vegas the new Silicon Valley, or he had been working hard. He's totally checked out now. So Tony is, I don't even know how old he is. He's not that old. I mean, he seemed younger than us as we were hanging out with him at some club or other that we were at.
He's 46.
Okay, so he is a little younger than us, but still, you know, no spring chicken. He's retired. He took his $850 million or thereabouts and said, I'm done. I'm all done with this. Monday is when Zappos announced this. 20 years at the shoe and clothing company. While in charge of Zappos, he did move the headquarters of the company to Las Vegas. In fact, is that where there's like a warehouse that people, it might be in like Kentucky though. There's a warehouse. You can actually get a tour of it back when it was just shoes and everyone was so into Zappos. And Zappos, I mean, it is great. Like it's much more than just shoes now. It's sort of like the Amazon of clothing, I guess, because you used to be able to order the same shoe in three different sizes. Take the size that works.
It's Kentucky.
Oh, it isn't in Kentucky? Mm-hmm. My girlfriend Amazing wanted pool. To go to it so bad. I'm like, yeah, all right. I'll go to Kentucky with you. No problem. We'll go tour Zappos. And then we never did, thank God. So you could order three pairs of the same shoe, all in different sizes, try them on, and just for free, mail back the other pairs that didn't fit you. As a business model, it's absolutely great because there you are shopping through every shoe known to man, and you... And it's just so easy. So, and anyway, it was a big success story. In 2014, this guy, Tony, transformed an abandoned parking lot in Las Vegas. It's only an acre. It's an acre parking lot. And he turned it into a micro living oasis. So his overall downtown development project has somewhat faltered. But this trailer park that he put together, this micro living oasis, is a trailer park, and it's thriving. About 30 Airstream trailers and then a bunch of little tiny homes. So they're packed in pretty tight. You know, 30 trailers and a bunch of tiny homes on an acre parking lot that's now not a parking lot anymore. They make up this little village, and it's called Llamopolis, even though they're alpacas and not, or alpacas and not llamas. I guess Alpacapopolis didn't work as well. So Shea actually lives there with his own two alpacas, Marley and Triton. He is worth near
Wait. You're telling me the guy with $850 million...
lives on this thing with his alpacas.
Lives with two alpacas in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
With a commune.
He's built a commune. In downtown Las Vegas. I know.
I have a question.
It's cool.
You've toured it?
Well, wait, I mean, I've walked around the area when it was being built, and there were shops, and there was all kinds of stuff. There was shipping containers and little trailers, and it was really crafty. I thought it was
It is crafty. Basically, it's Burning Man on a tiny scale. That is apparently what he was going for, because that's what it is. So it's these 30 Airstream trailers, and I don't know how many tiny homes, but a ton. You can actually see overhead pictures of this. It's incredible. It's a tiny little oasis. So he lives there with his alpacas. He's worth, I don't know, like close to $1 billion, $850 million. He told Business Insider that he lives in Llamopolis because he wants to maximize serendipity and randomness in his life. So the entrance is a tunnel covered in recycled Christmas lights that he picked up in dumpsters. I don't know where he got them. And this, apparently, as soon as you walk in, the stench of livestock assaults you. Now, I don't know if when you toured it, he had the llama farm that he's got going on. I mean, it's not a huge amount of land. So, and that's how it got its nickname, Llamopolis, because people were oh my God, it stinks like llamas.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
For those of us out here who don't know what an acre is, specifically, like, imagining that, what is that? Is that a football field? Is that 10 football
fields? I think 1.5 football fields fit in an acre.
Okay.
So you have, like, if you have a 10,000 square foot lot that your house is built on, you have a quarter of an acre. So if that helps you wrap your mind around it.
Okay.
But you know, it's fine. It's a good sized piece of land, as it's 44,000 square feet, but you put 30 trailers, I guess bathroom facilities. They have an outdoor living room where they all gather and musicians stop by to play in the smell of llamas. A 240 square foot Airstream trailer rents for $1,200 a month, including utilities and Wi-Fi. He rents these all out to people. And I guess that it looks like there's a resident who lives there who shot the whole thing with a drone. So if you want to watch I knew you'd love that. So you can actually take an above ground tour.
Did I ever tell you that when we were doing that Life is Beautiful promotion, I was walking around these parties, you know, all VIP, of course, because that's how we roll.
Everybody thought
I was Tony Hsieh because I was the only Asian guy there. So they'd walk up to me and be like, they'd shake my hand and be like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. And I would just play along because I'm like,
you would.
And so
of course
Nita's like, do you know that guy? I'm like, no, I don't. But I had like 10 incidents where that happened.
Oh, because man, you should have been where's your money pile?
Right. The only responses that you've got options for are either to play along or go, oh, because we all look alike. Thanks.
Right.
Real nice.
No, they showed so much love, though, so, you know, it didn't hurt.
Jesus.
Anyway, I'm totally out of time, but if you want to look more into this, look up Llamopolis. There's a shared living room area. There's a pool. I mean, for $1,200 a month, who wouldn't say yes? You get to live with the guy who has $1 billion.
Oh, let me see. Triple digit heat on a farm.
There's a pool, Vinny.
No.
It's fine.
Nope.
You can go into the air-conditioned gambling facilities anytime you want. All right, what's coming up in the news?
A bunch of stuff. Okay, hold on. Sorry. I was trying to get ready for my commercial, which is, you know, the most important thing I have to do here
every single day. Just ask Greg Nemitz.
I've got a new dating app for you, conflict resolution. I'll do some fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.